I've always felt different. I've always seen things, but when I tried to express them as a child, I was always told to ignore it.
There were people that I didn't know that came to me and said, I have this message that I keep getting that I have to deliver to you.
All of a sudden, out of the shadows, a homeless man just jumped right in front of me, and he said, I'm a soul just like you.
I love it.
And I wanted to understand the universe and who and what we are and what are we doing here.
Well, we're all part of this amazing soul wave tapping into each other.
This was a major life changer.
You are a light. You have helped me a ton. Thank you.
You've given me the courage to live more from my soul.
Millions of people are awakening.
So wake up with Michelle Miche. Be pleased to hear the best-selling authors and experts in the fields of cutting-edge self-help, personal growth, metaphysics, and spirituality. The Soul Path of Awakening.
Understand what living awake is.
Hey, Soul Lights. How are you? Yay, it's working. Okay, hello in the chat. Hello online. Hello, hello, hello. Okay, if you are connecting with me for this mission transmission by internet, by web, if you're on the browser, if you want to connect in through the chat, just set up a Blog Talk Radio profile. If you want to listen by phone, that number is 347-539-5122, 347-539-5122. If you have a question, a comment, you want to share something, you want to say hi, you want a reading, press 1 on your keypad. I know I say this over and over every broadcast, but a lot of times I get comments in my YouTube channel or Insta that I waited so long and you never picked up. Well, you have to press 1 on your keypad and then stay relatively close because you guys know I'm tuning in, I'm talking, I'm rambling, whatever before. Woo, how's this solar eclipse energy? We're going to be diving into that, all things. Now, please, couple, please, please subscribe to Awakenings with Michelle Miche on YouTube, also Soul Insights and Tarot on YouTube. I know some of you watch by TV because I've gotten wonderful, wonderful DMs and emails, but it really helps if you subscribe. So, and also come over to Insta and connect with me. I've got a broadcast channel there. If you're part of the Patreon group, there's a chat there specifically for that. If you want to do a deeper dive into metaphysics, spiritualism, the occult, numerology, astrology, get updates from the guides, the Oversoul, spiritual hierarchy, extended readings, soul awakening on Patreon is the way to go. Hello, everyone. All right, let's take a breath here. We're going to be just doing, I'm sending some healing light energy if you feel like doing this. The guide said the universe right now needs a bit of healing light energy. So connect in through Reiki, pranic healing, bioenergy alignment, whatever, connect into healing light source energies, into the subtle energy earth plane. And just connecting in through the higher self, expanding your awareness, connecting in to higher consciousness, your higher consciousness, into the frequency of love, light, and wisdom. Connecting into the frequency of love, light, and wisdom. Broadcast your frequency by taking a deeper breath in as you breathe out. Extend your awareness into the subtle energy of you. Connecting into that natural pause point above your crown chakra. And that amazing transmitter, transponder you are, opening to the higher divine frequencies of the new emerging consciousness, that the binding cohesive force is love. Broadcasting your perfected signal of your soul signature frequency into the world, into the universe, like the star, seed, satellite you are, holding the frequency, aligning to your soul signature frequency. Transmit now.
Transmit now.
set an intention for what you need, and one in your personal life, the individuated aspect of God consciousness, the infinite, innate, creative intelligence of the universe. You are consciousness made manifest, consciousness into form, the universe as you. Transmit your intention for the world, for the highest good on earth in this transitional time of its next level of oversoul and soul unfolding. Thank you, Radiant Soul Lights, for being a part of this. You are a part of this individually, whether you connect in consciously through this podcast or not. Your services are so needed at this time, necessary and appreciated. I want to share a little bit with you, then we're going to get to callers. I'm not going to take too long on this. I'll bounce back and forth. But I really got called, well, actually Sadie, the producer, decided this. I want to connect into the energies of the eclipse season, and there's such, and the nodal access, and what this means. It is an energetic reorientation or redirection of energy, or really a realignment, refinement, a defining, redefining, realignment. In some ways, it is an energetic retrograde. It is a retrograded energy, not necessarily going backwards. It can be, but going inwards. And I know a lot of people focus on loss, the loss. There's a loss that's happening. But the eclipses are more than losses. They eclipse something, but something else is revealed if we pay attention. Sometimes what I'm feeling and seeing in the world is that we get so caught up in the loss and the fear, instead of proactively perhaps and optimistically and in a way of curiosity and, you know, expression, expansion, and explorer energy, look and go, what is now revealed? The eclipses can reveal a lot, especially before. I knew my little animal being, my little fur baby, amazing conscious being, was going to be crossing over one of the eclipses because my Cancer at my midheaven, and she's Cancerian, and it was the Cancer Capricorn axis. And some other things going on in my chart and her chart. However, I looked around. So what I would like to share with you and maybe ask you is not to focus so much on what's potential, the loss, or what you're losing, but what you're gaining. Now, when I'm doing readings, whatever it is I'm doing, I bring in the soul aspect and beyond the soul, because there is an aspect of us beyond the soul. And my soul astrology reading, soul-centered astrology, is based on the soul, soul path astrology reading. So in my training of what I've received from my astrology teachers, soul-centered astrology teachers and other dimensional teachers, we do not look at the south node. I'm going to go back and forth because the nodal axis can be very much usually is tied into the lunar and solar eclipse. We don't say the south node is where you were, what you're leaving. We're never leaving anything behind. We transmute the energies. So I look at it as an occultist, an esotericist, and an alchemist. As we know from physics, nothing in the universe is, you know, disappears or is gone. It just changes form, right? It changes shape and form. Just like when someone crosses over, their body may not be here, but their essence is. You know, their memory, their legacy page on Facebook, right? But in the astral, etheric world, they still remain. The holographic imaging to call up, to reconfigure, which is what we're doing when I'm doing a psychic mediumship work, it's not that that person is a ghost or shadowy form waiting for Michelle to tune into them or someone to talk to them or pray to them, you know, your loved ones or your guides. They reconfigure their energy. That's what happens to us by group agreement, by vibrational frequency, resonance, tone, belief system. We're constantly reconfiguring what we see in the world and in the universe. It is not always in form, and that's also that particle theory, wave theory. That's also the quantum theory of, you know, it's the observer theory, right? That it comes as we observe it or think about it, we draw it in if we're in alignment. Like today on my walk, I was thinking of a few people they called, they texted, because we were both in alignment. So we're in and out of alignment to so many things. So what happens in this, I just said solar plexus, solar eclipse energy, is we're being re-identified to more of our soul, what we can handle. Now, one of the things is because it looks different and experiences different in the world. When we incarnate, whether you're a light worker, light being, or especially if you're a starseed coming from another planetary existence, or your consciousness about to be made manifest, maybe your last lifetime or energetic point of reference was not planetary. Maybe it was beyond that. Once when we incarnate, things are different, right? It's like let's say we have an idea to run a marathon. Well, when we run it, there are different things that come up. Oh my God, it's a really hot day today. I didn't train for this kind of heat. Oh, I train more in hills and this is more flat, or I train more in flat and this is hills. Oh my gosh, my knee is hurting a little bit. Oh my gosh, I didn't know this person was running and they're really super fast and won a gold medal and they're right next to me. You see what I'm saying? So the dissonance, distortion, and different influences on the earth plane cause a distortion in how we respond and reflect and how we experience and express on the earth plane. So nothing is ever absolute. If it was absolute, we would be back into the all that is, undifferentiated consciousness, the complete oneness without any separating out. So every once in a while you can look at eclipses as a way to, there's more lunar solar, there's more solar energy that's aligning us. Now, it's interesting that solar has soul in it, potentially. From my studies and some of my training, I am realizing because the moon really has to do with our energy and motion, our emotions and our preferences, our proclivities, what energizes us, what inspires us, that is really more of our soul nature. Now, there's been a shift when astrology went more, not only more Western, but went more into specializing, separating out, and more into the masculine-centric. It's not bad, but the lunar aspect or moon aspect of us really got relegated to the side burner or back burner, and it was all about the solar, the masculine, that the sun being the masculine principle. And it is. But what navigates us really is our energy and motion, is our emotions, is our passion, is what we desire. And our moon represents our desire body. So that's why even though the North Node, they're not, actual planets, but they are from those lunar nodes, they are positions in relation to the moon, right? I had an interesting experience. I was thinking about this morning when I was tuning in about this, podcast. And I was recalling my first near-death experience. It was when I was 4. And I had a really high fever. I remember I was packed in ice. I didn't think I was going to make it. Well, I did check out for a short period of time. And I was told by my guides, you need to stay for the duration. And I remembering hovering over after I was in ICU, and then I was in the recovery area, and I saw, then you guys are going to get it, this is going to, I think those of you that are astrologers, and especially if you have your, if you're Taurus or have your moon in Taurus, like I do, I saw so many toys, it was like Toys R Us. There were so many gifts. I mean, my whole room from family, friends, neighbors was filled with goodies. Now, everybody has an enticement. This is why in the Hindu tradition they say, clear everything, the samsaras, what we're attached to. I saw all that and I said, I guess I could stay. Because I wanted to check out, literally. I was willing myself because it was just too harsh of an energy. in my household, in this earth, I was like, oh, my God, I made a mistake. Even though I said I would come here, down here, I said I would come here. I said I would transmute the earth being and come here as a hybrid, as a walk-in. No, I can't do it because I was told you don't have to go. So I'm like, okay, I'm reneging and I'm backing out. But all the goodies I saw, and as I came to, I'll never forget when I was coming back into consciousness and they're like, oh, my God, she's waking up. She's coming back. I saw all the goodies. Now I'm like goody free. I'm like, okay, I have little attachment. But that's how we get here, gang. You still have a mission, but there has to be something that anchors you here. And what is it? It's your moon. Yes, your sun sign comes into it. Yes, the solar energy. But it's your moon that drives you. It's your emotions. It's what you dream about. It's what you want, you know. It's what you want. Now, I'm not going to say all the other aspects of the chart don't come into play. They absolutely do, and you have to take the whole chart. But I wanted to kind of dive into the connection of that lunar, solar, you know, aspect. So let's just talk. I'm going to go really just down quickly, and then I'm going to open it up to callers. Again, 347-539-5122. What are those north and south nodes? Right? So some people always ask, well, what are the nodes? They're not a planet. They're more of a position. So the lunar nodes are where the moon's orbit intersects with the sun's path, right? It's an ecliptic motion. So in a way, they represent our north nodes are our alchemizing of the south node and where we're going, what is yet to become, right? The north node is, in a way, a potential and what we're becoming, what we're in the process. So in a way, our moon, it's not just growth and development. It is what we desire. See, one of the things that got really shifted on this planet is the idea of desire, that desire is bad. And I have done deep dives in this in previous episodes on this podcast and in Patreon. It was a way to control people. You know, like to be an ascetic, don't want something, don't have desires. But we are here to desire. We're not here just to be. We're not just human beings. We are doings. We're meant to create, to express, to experience the God is, all consciousness, universe, as you, the soul signature frequency that you are, the blueprint. And so when we look at the north node, it's the potential, it's what's unfolding and what you're opening up to in conjunction with that south node. You're bringing the energy of the south node into the north node, into where you're going, right? So let's say somebody has, let's say Scorpio north node and their south node, right, would be Taurus. So it's the opposite. Everything is opposite. It's complementary. And as you extend and get into higher vibrational frequency of yourself and life, you begin to see that things aren't oppositional. There's not it's complementary. You look for the complementary. The polar, when we're stuck in the extremes of polarity, consciousness, and experience, we see everything as opposite or oppositional. So yes, the position we could say is opposite, but it isn't oppositional. It's complementary. So if my north node, the misinterpretation is, oh, you're meant to be focused on the spiritual and dive deep, and you're not Taurus, you're not as much into the material realm or, what is tangible, let's say. And that's not all. I'm just giving some generalizations, some stereotypes so that, you know, it's easier to see this. No, it doesn't mean that. You don't get rid of the Taurus. We don't get rid of anything. We roll it over. And so you're to take that Scorpio energy where you're going. Maybe it is your gifts. Maybe you realize, because the North Node has a lot to do with our destiny. But it's not like, oh, you did the South Node already. You're done with that. You need to do the North. No, I would take that Taurus energy and like, oh, maybe I'm meant to manifest or create something of a spiritual nature, occult nature. Or maybe I'm taking my psychic abilities because I value them now. Taurus, I value myself. I value my psychic abilities. I value the occult world of divination or psychology or investigating, whatever it is. It could be being a spy. And I now am taking that and creating something and making something from that. So we don't just get rid of the self. No, like, oh, that's what you're letting go of. No, you're not letting go of anything. You're parlaying it. It's like years ago, I worked with professional athletes as a hypnotherapist, and I worked with this one guy that was, and I don't remember the team, but he was a football player and a well-known football player. He took ballet. Now, did he become, if you looked at the ballet as being his self node and where he ultimately ended up going in his career, was North Node. No, he did not stop becoming a ballerina. He didn't become a ballerina, but he took what he learned in ballet to be agile on the football field. You see where I'm going, folks? You don't get rid of the South Node. You use it in that North Node capacity. It's like we don't get rid of anything. What did you learn in childhood? What did you learn in trade school, high school, uni? What did you learn in your last course or class? You parlay that. You parlay that in a new way. You know, so I taught school, you know, at one point in my life, South Node, you could look at that. But now how do I bring that teaching in a new way or a different way? So it's a pitfall if we look at South Node and also therefore a lunar or especially solar. Solar eclipses usually have to do more with, you know, outer events. If we look at that as we're losing something or we have to leave that behind, we are not stepping into the alchemical nature that we have. We're not being the alchemists in our life. We're not transmuting the energy to use it. We're literally cutting off our energy and therefore cutting off a source of energy or supply. So the sun as a navigating energy is very foundational. Also, some say it's our spiritual nature. Everything is spiritual, though, in my understanding and experience in life. We don't have anything unless we connect to our desire body. It's very positive. It's like, but what? That's our motivation and our will. Our energy in motion equals our passion. Our passion can connect us to our purpose. Passion and purpose. We move from inspiration into inspired action. So the moon and the nodal axis of those nodes are very important as to what we need to focus on. Now, we say the north node is ascending, right? And the south node is descending. But metaphysically, descending into matter, right? When we incarnate, we descend into matter. We vibrationally step down into density to get to the matter, what matters to us. Matter comes from mater, mother, Mother Earth. We open up to receive all that Earth has to offer to see what matters to us. That's what we're doing here as soul beings. That's a big part of it, experiencing, expressing ourselves, our soul self. The universe, God, God consciousness, the all that is, as us, we're experiencing it. To get to what matters to us. It's God experiencing itself through us. God is an energetic form of formlessness, the infinite innate creative intelligence, morphing to understand itself, to experience and express itself. Now, ascension just means to rise above beyond the duality, the poles of duality. So when we ascend, in the north node, we're integrating, by its very nature, the south node. When we ascend, the ascension is all about getting out of the extremes of the polarity or extremes of duality and rising to the higher consciousness, which embraces the two polarities or the two poles of existence and expression on the earth plane. So some say the south node represents what's known or comfortable. No, not always. No, not always. Because you're still reaching for that potential of what is inside you to integrate, to move you forward or into more soul expression. So the descending or descending into matter or stepping down in frequency, when we start ascending, we rise in frequency because we're not stuck in one extreme of the polarity or the other. Now, we can say that the North Node represents the future self, but I would say most importantly it represents how are we going to express our future self, integrating all aspects of us. That south node, our sun, our moon, our, you know, Mercury. Sometimes in your life you're going to integrate more of your mercurial nature, Mercury. Sometimes you're going to be working more Saturn. Sometimes, you know, more in your Mars or Martian energy and understanding that. So, again, it's these cycles that are collective, but they're also very individual in a way so that you understand your soul better, what you're here to do and how you're here to express. It's not one or the other. And the soft node gets a bad rap, you know, in my estimation, just like the eclipses do. Everybody, so many people fear the eclipses because it's like, oh, I'm going to get taken out, or this is going to get taken out, or this is, I'm going to lose this person or this job. No, you may lose how, the connection or how you interact in that relationship. It may be that you need to reevaluate that relationship. So the more you can come from conscious creation and be more proactive by looking ahead and going, okay, if this relationship is being eclipsed, let's say you're in a significant other relationship, boyfriend, girlfriend, girl, whatever, significant other, and it's, you know, let's say this is playing either in your eighth or seventh house or both, you know, or even living, you know, fourth house, and you're, oh, my God, this is hitting me right on, you know, my relationship is being affected. Oh, my God, maybe we're just started dating. We've been having a rough time. Is it over? That's what I hear a lot from my, oh, my God, is this over? Is this mean he's going to leave or she's going to leave? No, it can be that the approach that you have in that relationship, something is over, is ending. But if you already know the eclipse is hitting you there, you can already have that conversation. Like, oh, what could be eclipsed is maybe it's less about the outer person or the other person, that relationship, but something you need to step into more for yourself, right? So those are some ways to look at that. Now let's look at eclipse really quick. We're going to tie into that, and then we'll get to callers. So that south node eclipse, which we've had, is when the full moon or new moon are in close to the transiting south node. So it is going to bring up, yes, your past, but also what's subconscious or what's within that maybe you don't normally see or you're getting glimpses of. That's going to come to the surface. So that solar eclipse is asking you to bring a new form or, you know, iteration of your story. That's why on Soul Insights and Tarot, I read in Soul Stories. There's a new aspect coming in. If you think of eclipses, especially solar, we'd look at lunar eclipses more the emotional state of what's going on emotionally, how you're reconfiguring emotionally, and then the solar, loosely, is how is that going to affect you in more action, solar being more out there in the world. So in other words, the lunar eclipse may be showing me a new orientation as to what is giving me more joy or more passion or purpose or what's blocking that, right? It's kind of a more inner. Solar is still inner, don't get me wrong. But when the solar eclipse starts hitting, because eclipses always are in two, they're opposite or complementary, and sometimes there's a third, eclipse that happens, but mostly it's the two. Because it's all about balance. It's all about homeostasis. So it can show me, oh, I can pause during the eclipse. And that's why I told a lot of people when I did quite a few posts and sharings on Patreon of how to handle this, to pause and notice, oh, I feel more joy or more connection or more of this is coming up. Then you respond in an outer way, which is the solar. So now you can start, if you're watching, you can start seeing, oh, this is the new iteration. This is the new idea or ideation that's coming through. This is the new focus. This is how it's manifesting. So the solar eclipse will bring more of the manifesting or what's been shifting alchemically in consciousness into manifested form, something more tangible. And that's why a lot of times people really fear that solar eclipse because, oh, my God, this change or that change happened. But if you already start feeling it on the lunar, right, then you're going to notice, oh, this is where I'm being directed and, you know, and why and how do I support that? I hope this is making sense. So this is why sometimes it's said that the eclipses help you align more to your soul purpose. Now, let's look at today with the guides. They gave me a message, and it was like, whoa, Michelle, you're right. I didn't get that for a while. Soul's purpose, you've always heard me say this, is not just what we do. It's how we do what we do. But the guides today gave me a message for our focus. It's not even that. Your soul purpose, take out the apostrophe, your soul purpose, the reason you're here, is to simply experience and express as your soul, to do all the things, whatever it is that you're about. It may or may be about outer doing, you know, a career, you know, healing, service, or not. The soul purpose, because the soul is the individuated aspect of God consciousness or God or the all that is or infinite creative intelligence, whatever you want to call the universe, some people, whatever you're is you're the individuated aspect or individual aspect separated out. Like think of a symphony or a band, you're all together. That's God consciousness, the all that is, everything, you know, nature, trees, car, everything. And you step out, you know, and you start playing the flute. You've got your solo. It's your solo in the symphony of life itself. So there's going to be a lot more, not only distilling of information from the higher realms of understanding, a lot of misconceptions clearing up. And that's going to be freeing up a lot of people to understand, shoot, I just want to sit under this coconut tree and bead, and that's my sole purpose. Yeah, baby. Yeah, folks. Your sole purpose, it's connecting in to what is you on a soul level. Obviously, there is a you beyond you that is no you, and that's in the consciousness of the all that is. But we're going beyond that. So we could say this, when we get to that lunar eclipse, there's some kind of revealing. It can be releasing and recognizing, but it's mostly revealing and recognizing something. And that solar eclipse brings some kind of action. There's some kind of action that you're meant to do, that you're, you know, compelled to do. It's not a heady thing. It's not, you know, it's not about thinking it through. You'll feel yourself responding differently. That's why it could be a bit scary to the ego, because the ego goes, oh, my God, we're losing something or we're changing. What's happening? We had this plan. But if you, because we have so much going on in our life, even me who does a lot of meditation, a lot of contemplation, a looking, a talking, a going within, working with spirit, with God, with the guides and oversouls, the spiritual high, you know, it doesn't matter. There's things I miss. And so the lunar eclipse is kind of here to say, don't miss this. And the solar eclipse, don't miss this. That impulse that you have, that urge, that nudge you're getting is spot on. Go in that direction. So the south node is not just about letting go. It's about transmutation. And when we get to the solar eclipse and the north node, it is about what is transmuting and what's the new form. So we are expressing that universe as us, moving into more of our soul expression and experience. That's our soul purpose. And it allows you to see what is more in alignment to the greater vibrational frequency of you. So I hope this gives some insight and understanding. I hope that this sharing is kind of interesting for you, maybe a different take, maybe the same take as someone else or you, or maybe just something to ponder. Let's get to callers, shall we? 347-539-5122. Hello, hello. Let's connect in. Hello, hello. Hi, you're
on
air.
Hi, Michelle. It's Mitchie.
Mitchie! Hello, hello. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I am in the moment unfolding as the I am that I am and feeling joy.
That's great. You're the best. You're the best. Your YouTube videos, you're the best. You're the best. I'm not good with saying a lot of words, but I coming up. But you're really the best.
Thank you. Thank you. Big hug.
Thank you. Back at you. So I have a question for you. So I'm working on, I'm in the very, very beginning stages of planning to move to the U.S. from Canada. I have family there.
Oh,
I lived
wonderful.
There before. Yeah, I'm going there to be closer to my parents because they're getting older.
Okay.
I think it would be good. And it's also better for my kids, I think, opportunity-wise. So my question is, so I have my job that I've had for 19 years that I do very well with financially, and I don't think I can replicate that kind of income or that kind of job over there, not right away.
Over where? Right.
In the U.S., once I move, I can't – I kind of want to keep my job. And kind of, I can do that where many of us do that, where we commute, so we keep the dual citizenship and we just kind of commute after work. I could do that. Do you see that, income-wise, do you see that that's feasible and also maybe, a business as well over there? Or what would that look like for me and my family over there? Do I need to buy a house?
Just get over there. Yeah, do not overthink it, because I would bridge back and forth. Do the dual citizenship, bridge back and forth, and get your energy acclimated here, and then I would do that.
Okay, and then because my kids, my mom, I'm not sure she's a good mom, she loves me and everything, but I don't know if she'll let me stay with her for while I get settled. She might, but I don't know if she would. And then that's my big dilemma too. Do I because then I have to, I don't know if I sell my house here. I kind of don't want to sell my house that's here. I kind of want to rent it out. I don't want to rent it out. I just want to keep it and then have a whole new house over there. But I don't know if my mom would let me stay with her. I know. My mom is special.
I feel like if you have to do it for a short period of time, but I feel like the best is not to be there. I feel like you're healing or wrapping up something with her. But even if you have to be in a smaller apartment and get grounded and get into your energy pattern, one of the reasons I feel you're moving on a soul level is to get into your own, more of in your solar nature, your soul energy, frequency, design. Yeah, and then to make decisions from that place, because you have a lot of emotional tie-ins, experiences that need to be kind of alchemized into the present. You're moving away from some kind of patterning in relationship. And, of course, some of that absolutely started with your mother. So some of the significant other, husband or something.
Yes.
Significant other.
Yeah.
You're winding out of that energy field that of experience. And so get in that place. In your own place as soon as you can.
All right. And then, And I might not be moving in the exact same city. I'd be 3 hours away from her, but it's just coordinating that, when I leave, who are the kids going to stay with and things like that. It's just a big endeavor that I feel like I'm scared. I'm at the beginning phases. Yeah. That's where I'm at. But
yeah.
Thank you, Michelle, for
you are so welcome. I'm
that.
Glad. Did I? you feel helped with the talk about? Because I hope that could help you. What I shared.
Yes, I got.
Yeah,
I got
about where you're going.
I have to listen to. Yeah, I have to listen to it on replay because then the kids came home and it was I wasn't getting all of it. So, but I have to listen to it on replay. Because I got snippets of it with the moon, the the nodes and things like that. So I have to get back on on replay to really get it right, you know, hear it well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the other thing is that with the nodes, it's not necessarily, especially right after the solar, you know, eclipse, even though it's on, you know, the new moon, it's a good idea to see what's unfolding. It's not really for intention setting, or you can set an intention, but be open, but focusing on what you want to manifest, because usually more information is coming through that you'll see 6 months later, right? And then another year later, 6 months. The moon cycle, 6 months, the 12 months, and then 18 months. So a new story is revealing. I would say for everyone, jot down what you're noticing. Like, I got some amazing directions and projects and things that I'm doing. Like, oh, okay, I just jotted that down. And I'm like, and part of me, the ego part is like, oh, I should get this to my assistant. I should, and then I'm like, no. Jot it down. Put it in the plan and see how it unfolds. See, do you still have the energy, or are you in a refinement? Because in between the nodal access, in between the eclipses, rather, as they touch and integrate into that space of the nodal access, if you think of the nodes almost like as a room, a great ballroom, it's a space. You know, it's an energetic vortices. There's two vortexes there. It's kind of telling you, oh, this is what's being activated now, or this is the area you're going out of that ballroom into this ballroom. And usually it's a bigger ballroom, you know what I mean? Dance hall, whatever. Mm-hmm. You're going to this area over here. But you don't know yet the timing of things. You just have to really kind of trust your intuition, your soul's guidance, your higher self, as to what feels right, what feels more expansive. It will always bring what's more expansive. What's descending is what's less expansive, but it's part of our foundation, if that makes sense.
Okay. Got it.
All right, Mitzi, keep us posted, okay? All right. Big hug.
Will do, love. Thank you so much. Big hugs. Bye.
Much love and light. Bye. Hi, you're on air. Hello.
Hi. I'm listening to everything. You're very informative. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Who is this? Who am I speaking
my
with?
My name is Tony, T-O-N-I.
Hi, Tony. Tony or Tammy?
Tony, T-O-N-I.
Oh, hi, Tony.
Sorry.
Yeah, you're on. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, good. I had a question. I know it's in regard. I'm married, and I'm just have questions about my relationship. I don't know if you could tune into that or see what feedback you can give me.
Okay. And what do you want to know? You're married. What's coming up? I think you came up because of there's changes that need to happen there. I'm getting a lot with self-value, self-worth, valuing yourself more and what you need and want, your emotional aspect of your being. So something needs to change within that relationship. Needs to be better communication, and there needs to be, you know, every relationship, every now and then we need to update, you know, what we need and want in our individual life, but also then within the relationship. So I feel you're part of the reason, because you were waiting online, of why this was coming through, this message. So that's where I would start. Do you have another question in regards to that?
Well, I mean, just how, I know you mentioned communication. I just feel like if there's like a third party involved in this relationship, I think, you know, I don't know. It could be me. I just don't know. I could be wrong.
Well, the thing is, I feel it's beyond the third party. You are, you're not getting your needs met even before that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's kind of your learning right now is, what are your emotional needs? What do you really need in life? And what is your vision of a good partner? or a good significant other, right? A good relationship. You're not getting it from this person, but you weren't before either. So let me see. And I feel like there could have been a third party either before you got together or in the beginning when you were together anyway.
This seems
to be a kind of a way this person operates. So I would definitely say, because this is just a mini reading, trust your intuition at this time, what you're receiving. And then you can decide what you want to do. And I think you felt someone was around, and then you kind of dismissed it. But I think with these lunar and solar eclipse happening energy we're in, that it's like, oh, I can't deny this. Something is off. This reminds me of the last time. That's what I'm hearing. This reminds me of the last time I felt like this. This knot in my stomach. And so you have to trust your intuition, because, believe me, I've been in relationships. Thank God I've never been the cheater, But I've been in relationships where I've been cheated on, and you have a feeling. And I've been in relationships where the person would never cheat. Never cheated. I mean, back in the day, I was in a relationship with a guy that was in a band and traveled around the world. And someone asked me, oh, my God, do you, had groupies? I trusted that person so much. I said, even if the best beautiful woman was sleeping naked in the bed, I trust him. He was not a cheater. You can feel. Once you feel that cheaty energy, unless somebody's paranoid, obviously, and has, security issues. But... Once you felt that cheating energy, you know it. If you are aligned, emotionally stable, mature, emotionally healthy enough, you can discern whether it's your own fear or insecurity or it is, I just know that energy, or this is my body telling me this. This is my instinctual awareness or my intuition telling me this.
I guess it's a pattern for him. I don't know why. I don't know if it's his insecurity or my insecurity that he has the need to go,
Well, there's a lot of reasons. I mean, on a stereotypic back in the day, in psychology, it was looked at that most women cheat because they don't feel appreciated. Most men cheat because of insecurity. Because when you're whining and dining and dating that other person, they don't know all your faults and foibles and what you've gone through. And so you can, cha-cha-cha. You can be the man about town, so to speak, and you can tell your stories and whatever. That's kind of loose-knit. But there are other reasons. But somebody that is a chronic cheater, they usually do not change. And there's deep emotional issues that have to be addressed. And it has to do if they're chronic, usually there's a personality disorder. So anywhere from psychopath to, full-blown narcissism, covert or malignant. So because they know that it hurts and they keep doing it. So sometimes it's revenge, it's to get back. It's like the little kid, I always look at it, but it's bad because it's, or non-life enhancing. Because to some degree, it's like the little kid that's eating a lot of cookies, and the mother's like, or father's like, don't eat those cookies. You're going to, too many. You ate 20, you're going to get sick. And the kid finds the extra bag and eats them and like, oh, okay, they don't see. I'm pulling the wool over them. So it's a lower level emotional state, somewhere between 2 and 5, that those people are stuck at. There's they're playing out this script. So, but you have to decide what you want to do and where you're at and trust your intuition and move into that self-love, do the self-care, nurturing love. Look at why you stay in. Why do you keep attracting this and staying, if that's the case? And why would – one thing that we do, it's called objectification, and I learned this in one of my therapy courses. And I use this with my clients. And the reason it's called objectification, because we process things subjectively, like by our experience or what we're used to, like what we saw our parents do or go through or modeling. We're very subjective. So a lot of times we'll tolerate certain behavior, but we wouldn't want that behavior for our child, and we wouldn't want
yeah.
that behavior for our, right, our friend, our best friend. We'd say,
yeah.
get out of there, stop it. So the objectification
mm-hmm.
is, to objectify is say, well, what if this was my son or daughter going through this? What if my child was going through this? What would I tell them? Oh, if this was my best friend, what would I tell them? That's step one. Then step two is,
yeah.
why won't I do that for myself? Not with judgment, but discernment and self-love, healthy judgment. Like if I would tell this to my child, or I would tell this to my best friend, why am I not taking this advice? What's going on? And then
yeah.
use that as a inquiry. What's going on with me? What do I believe about me? What was I taught? What did I, what, you know, why do I think I should
handle
this? I think
my part is financially. But
yeah, I
mean,
I know. That's
you know,
what
that's
I know.
Be a
but
reason.
That, you're going to have to make your own money. You're
yeah.
going to have to create your own money.
Yeah.
And that's what it's showing. I just threw the dice. We've got, it just moved. Mars in Scorpio in the second house. So, yeah, so that's the thing. You're either going to stay in that relationship, and this person knows this, because of the money. You feel trapped. So that would be your next step. I would do that objectification and journal, because once you start healing that part and bringing, you know, we all have a part in consciousness that isn't as healed.
Yeah.
So once you bring that part in, and you kind of go, okay, it makes sense because I grew up this way, or I did this, or I think I could help him, or I thought I could turn things around, or he's just, and I thought all these things, and just kind of let him bubble up. And then as it bubbles up more, then just start looking, well, I could do this, or I could take this job, I could create
yeah.
I could do this. Just little by little, let that healing happen inside out. And as you raise in consciousness and awareness and understanding, then you can make that decision not to be trapped, not to be locked in, if,
yeah.
if that's what is right for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Tony, keep us posted, okay? And
thank you very much for the feedback. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Big hug. Big hug.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're on air.
Hi, it's Lloyd.
Lloyd, first of all, thank you for the feedback about the sound on YouTube.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, I think it's a very simple fix. I don't think you have to get a whole nother mic.
Okay, well, I just noticed also that on the mic, because I'm using a Rode, so it's not a cheap mic. People are like, buy a new mic. I'm like, well, this is like $275 for this little thing. I think that's like pricey enough. But I also had it up to dynamic instead of auto.
Oh,
and then I boosted
okay.
it. So maybe that, I don't know, I'll play around with that. But I've had some people say, oh, I love this sound. It's perfect, but they're watching on TV. I think other people are listening with the headset or on the phone.
Yeah.
And so I boosted it really high because some people said it needs to be higher. So maybe I need to just not boost so high. And anyway, but I'm learning. And I appreciate you taking the time to answer as a musician, you know.
Yeah, of course. You're welcome.
Yeah, I appreciate it. So I'm learning. Next yeah. level, next steps with this as I expand.
Yeah.
More people saying, do this, don't do that. You cut off the cards. Less crystals, more cards. Some people love the crystals. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well,
I love it.
And I loved your talk today. That was so good. That was like one of my favorite talks I've heard you provide on this podcast. And it made me think about, like, sometimes I think about the South Node being like the shadow. And with the shadow, you know, you don't, like, throw it out. You're supposed to integrate it and alchemize
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Your evolution. So, yeah, I really appreciated that description.
It's such a good point. And it's such a revealer. I'll tell you, I had a client, I had posted on Instagram about how eclipses don't just, people focus too much of, oh, it eclipses this out, this loss, but
right.
it also highlights, like a sundial, it highlights another part, and I posted it's a great revealer. Well, then I had a client
yeah.
email me about some stuff that they saw revealed. They were doing some stuff, and then it turned, something public, very public, that they found out that the reason that they were part of something was that they didn't necessarily orchestrate was because someone used their name and then another person, you know, yes, behind their back, but didn't ask and didn't tell them. And so this whole thing got put together on their name and reputation, and they weren't even a part of it. And all these, you know, shenanigans, machinations had to happen to pull it. Anyway, so I said, yeah, well, an eclipse will reveal what we couldn't see before. Or a lot of times we see it. Sometimes we just don't want to deal with it, or we're like, well, it's okay. We kind of push it to the side. Or sometimes it kind of starts coming in, but we're busy or preoccupied, or we have such an idea in our mind. And to some degree, it is the South Node. It's like, it's the old. In other words, here's an example. Like some people, another revealing, they've learned something about these partners they were working with. But the South Node is like, yeah, you're meant to work in partnership. Let's just say South Node Libra. You're meant to work in partnership. And so my client was like, well, I meant to work in partnership. But what that eclipse showed, but not this way where you're doing a lot of the work. You got to integrate that Aries where it has to be more about what you're bringing, not only what you're doing and bringing to the table, but what you want to do. Or right. And also, what is your focus in this? So, yeah, mm-hmm. It's a great – I love eclipses as revealers, and I love when the axis changes. I always look in, like a kid in a candy store, you know, what do I get to do now? What am I integrating now? What is – like you said, the shadow. What do I get to integrate in a different way? Thank you for that. That's
– Yeah, well, and it's a lunation, so it's also – it's our – feelings. And I feel like the moon and the nodes, like, they set the tone. It's kind of like an emotional,
yeah,
energetic tone. So you can feel,
yeah,
it when it changes. When this changes, it's like the tone shift, and it brings up different themes, the different archetypes. But
if you,
yeah,
pay attention, Lloyd, though, to your point, yes, if people pay it, but people are so freaked out about what they're going to lose or getting eclipsed or what's changing, what's out of their control, they're forgetting the lunation of what's being revealed from the deep within the subconscious, the unconscious, the shadowy coming forward, like you said earlier, the shadow. Because shadow aspect is not necessarily bad. It's just what we haven't integrated,
right,
in our psyche. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty cool. Yeah, thanks for that. That's a good description. Yeah, I was getting fired up because I was just hearing so much about the loss and you lose this and it's being eclipsed, something's being shut out, and I'm like,
it's very,
yeah,
sensational.
But what's being revealed? You're right?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, but
kind of like
being,
Mercury
to your point, exactly. But to your point, the lunate, what is being revealed? What's coming out of the shadows to be revealed and felt? So I'm really passionate about that, and I'm very passionate about reclaiming our lunar nature. I think there's just too much focus on the solar and external.
Yeah.
And the moon looked at as secondary just because it's, you know, it's, they're shorter transits. But to your point, it's what we feel. It's what, where,
yeah,
and how and what we emote. And so I think that that whole receptive to source, the lunar nature, the yin nature, the magnetic aspect of us is so important, especially as the earth has changed, shifted axis, where the earth is now more electrical. It's requiring us to be more magnetic. And there's,
yeah,
so much rejection of that. You know, oh, it's just the moon or moon cycles or just the emotions. And it's like, yeah, have you ever seen anybody create anything amazing in their life or a huge project or business that wasn't emotionally invested? I don't think so.
Right.
I think they had a lot of emotional investment, a lot of inspiration moving them into inspired action. But anyway, well, I feel so blessed to talk with you. I love your insights always. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Love that.
Yeah.
Love that.
We could get lost in combo, but
I know.
I can give you, I'm trying to like formulate a question. I mean, obviously because of all that the the eclipse brings up, and also being in a Mercury retrograde, it's like there's so much kind of to review and sift through and feelings.
Yeah.
And I feel like I really understand kind of what came through on a more emotional level, especially with like Chiron being involved in this too, like the kind of core wounding. I had like a big confrontation with that the day after the eclipse. So it was like really powerful and felt like a big kind of light bulb moment and like a clearing. But I guess like on a more like practical level, there's some going on, because you know, like I'm very inspired right now. There's a lot of creative momentum. You know, I'm DJing more. There's more shows. I'm working on my album, so that's all great. And I feel so inspired, and I feel this like vitality coming back, which is amazing. But on the more practical side of things, like my car is dying, and I feel like I might need a change in living situation. There's been some things here that feel like, okay, maybe this isn't the most supportive environment. As much as I enjoy certain aspects of it, I just feel like, you know, the general foundation of my life could use some updating. And I feel like I don't have the financial capacity to, like, handle it all right now. So I'm kind of wondering, like, if you can tap in, what is like, what would be the most life enhancing area to kind of focus on? If I have to update something, like what should that be? Or maybe there's something else I need to focus on, or I don't need to worry about that. I don't know. I have Jupiter on my ascendant, so I'm very in tune with the magical, but the more Saturnian stuff sometimes I struggle with. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, one thing I'm getting with you is the energy in motion. Where are you feeling that impulse or that direction and going more in that? That's becoming more and more the navigational. What's the sign Jupiter is in?
Oh, what's the sign? Cancer.
Ah, okay. Okay. So there you go, the feeling nature. I think for you, what I get psychically is that you're very intuitive and in tune, and to start consciously using that mergy energy that sometimes gets to be too much to get your information, your downloads, to actually merge into that, let yourself merge into that and open up, and then it might be you get a, you know, a word, a sentence or two, a vision, something comes in, and then go into that kind of Capricornian energy of doing something else. So you're going to be learning how to work with that merge energy. See, as a musician and a DJ, you go into that merge. DJs merge.
Yeah.
You merge with the crowd. But
yeah.
It has the Capricorn energy because you're, you know, whether you're old school with the, you know, the record or whatever, or what, it doesn't matter, even if you're doing, you know, computer, whatever you're doing, there's a form to it. There's a structure that's allowing you to contain it a bit. But
yeah.
It's like your energy is going out into those people, you know, dancing, all the vibes, everything that's there, and it's coming back into you, and then it's funneling into the not only the beats but the choices you're making. That's what you need to start doing in your life. And so in a way, because part of you has tried to kind of run away or move away from that because it becomes too much. But what's the pace? What's the energy that you can get in there like you do when you're DJing or doing your music, and you can use that to navigate and then bring it in? You see what I'm saying?
I do, and I feel like I do that naturally because also my moon is in Scorpio, so I tend to like just kind of move with the energy and use like how do I put this? But I feel like especially that, like, Jupiter being on my ascendant, it's like very naturally I'll like find myself just in situations where they open up and I just happen to slip in at the exact right timing, and everything kind of unfolds all at once, like without me even like thinking about it. It's kind of just move right into it like the tide. But my Mercury is
But now it's about consciously. So now it is about using it. See, you even said, I find myself here. I find myself doing this. It just magically opens up. But now you need to, now that you know that, and you've seen how that plays out and you know you have that skill, now it's consciously doing, connecting into that for your questions, your next steps, information what about what you want to do in the day or about a relationship. So it, in a way, it's like you are tapping into the, you know, the mega supercomputer that you are, the computing aspect of the higher vibrational frequency or higher mind, divine mind. You're now going to bring that into your everyday life and living, the Capricorn, the systems part of you, to not just slip in and slip out, but to consciously use that, like sitting down, saying that what it is that you, you know, what's next on the list, and really reinforce that so that it's not just something that you do naturally. It's something, it's a natural gift. It's like a singer. It's like studying, it's like having a great voice. Oh, I naturally know the note. I naturally can harmonize. But then it's like studying it and then going, yeah, I'm choosing now where to, how to use that note. I'm choosing when and where to, how to harmonize. So yeah, you're, that's, I feel what you're moving into.
Yeah, so I guess I need to figure out what's kind of preventing me from being able to access that. I think sometimes I get too, I'm really good at seeing the pros and cons of every situation. That too seems to be a challenge sometimes because I'm like, oh, I can see the validity of doing this, but also that. And this has pros and cons. So I get stuck in this middle ground. Like, I can't make a decision because everything seems great.
Well, you have to, and with that, and with that, just by element, that Jupiter Cancer, I don't know the degrees, but Jupiter in Cancer and that Scorpio, Moon in Scorpio, that's already, just by sign, you know, a trine. There's an affinity there. You need to set it up. And it's, when you start getting into your mind of trying to figure it out and think it through, you need to come into that vortex, into the void. You need to go into that vortex. Yeah. You need to go in there and go, okay, this is the question. You need to, this is what I want to do, or I don't know, do I do A or B? So you're developing that system of coming into the infinite innate creative intelligence or God consciousness, whatever. You're now going, okay, this is my way to get in there. Just like you do with DJing. You have a way that you don't just go and, you know, crank it up or whatever. So, and you find a way to get into that crowd. You look and you see, oh, nobody's dancing. People are looking around. Oh, it's early. I do this. I do that. So you're creating that system of how do you get in there?
Yeah.
In a way, your own algorithm. How do I?
I was just going to say, I like that way of looking at it. Like, I just need to apply the way I approach music.
Exactly. Same thing, Void. You're already doing it with how you do the music. It's the same thing. Right. Yeah. And that's going to download that aspect, that part of you that's needed, because coming from the new emerging consciousness that you tap into through your music, it's going to reveal, download that part of you into your psyche, and that's the part that is needed for the new paradigm. That part is going to come down, you know, come down the chute into the denser physical body and reality, or upload or whatever, how you want it. It's going to appear. Doesn't matter. It's going to be integrated in. And then you will just consciously be doing exactly what you do with music. Very good point. Exactly. Exactamento. Perfect. Woo, love it.
Cool.
All right, Void, keep us posted. Keep me posted. I want to see how this unfolds for you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Take care. Bye.
Take care. Big hug. Bye. All right, gang. 347-539-5122. Press 1 on the keypad. You can ask questions in the chat. I'll be able to see. Let's see. I hope. Let's see. Did we get this? Hi, you're on air. Hello.
Oh, it's me again.
Oh, Void. Okay. I thought so. But it said it wasn't. Okay. See? I can't hang up, Void. All right, here we go. Hi, you're on air. Welcome. Hello, hello.
Hi, this is Val.
Hey, Val. Welcome.
Thank you. I am the one that was in the chat, and I thought I might hop on the phone to ask my question.
Oh, very cool. Okay, because I finally was able to read it. It's like I can't even believe it's probably like not even 9 point, like 6 point.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my. That's small.
So cool. Yeah. Okay, cool. So let's I guess you can kind of reframe the question there.
Yeah. I am in a career transition. It was something that was just a couple weeks ago that I got laid off. I have been having conversations with a handful of different people in my network, and I have a lot of different but great opportunities. I didn't know if because of our conversation about the eclipse, if it would help to give you my sun, moon, and rising sign, but I'm a Cancer, moon is Taurus, and then Libra rising, and I didn't know if any of that would help maybe paint a picture or give you any insight as to where I'm at in the career phase of my life.
And you said Cancer sun?
Yeah.
Libra rising says it all. So something in the sixth house is changing. And Cancer sun, and what was the moon?
Taurus.
Oh, well, I don't know degrees, but you've got Jupiter there. You've got Uranus there. You've got that lovely square to Pluto.
Do you want degrees?
Well, it's not necessary because I can say it's going to aspect anyway. I mean, to some degree, it's either did already or is now or going to be, depending on what the degrees are, if it's directly hitting you now. But I would definitely say also with that nodal access change, with that, south node in Libra, Libra rising, especially Libra sun a bit, but especially Libra rising is getting a lot of reorientation of energy and redirection. Because you've got also Saturn in that six. So something has to change with how you work, right? Saturn is transiting there. Let me look. What are you wanting? What's your question and what are you wanting to do? Because what I get with you is that this is about you connecting with more joy, more fun or creativity, maybe even more people, lightening up so that your time is not so crunched, so that you have some space to do, to be, but also to make some decisions. So that's part of, I feel, that job being gone, taken, eclipsed out. It's to reveal another part of you. But it is going to require, I do get a lot of focused work, consistent work, persistent effort. There's something you're going to be wanting to do that's new or create. I just heard like something with pictures or images and scrapbooking. I don't know what that's about. But somehow you're
me
working
either
with images. I don't know if it's your own image or you've had a scrapbook or snapshot in your mind of what you want to do.
Oh,
did
yeah.
you ever do a vision board or a scrapbook?
Yeah, I actually have a vision board right here, right in front of me.
Okay, you got to look at that because I'm getting the scrapbooking. That's what I'm getting, the scrapbook, vision board. You have to go back to the board. There is...
Okay,
I'm looking at your board, and it's something to the left about 2 to 3 inches in. What's that image there? It's more to the left going in the center.
I have a vehicle.
Okay, that's...
Those are the pictures, mostly home and vehicle.
So there's something with that that's changing. And then to the far right, down towards the corner, what's that?
Another home on the lake.
Yeah, see? Okay. So you have some goals, some dreams that are coming in of how you want to live. And to some degree, yes, it's fourth and sixth house. It's how you want to live. Not just subconsciously with your inner landscape, but literally where you want to live, maybe even third house neighborhood, right? But sixth house is greatly being impacted with you, your everyday routine, your schedule, what creates health for you, well-being, mental, emotional, and physical. It's something about where you live and how you live. That is something that needs to change, will greatly change as you put more focus. So it could be that you're doing some kind of job or career change or a job that you can branch or bridge to what you really want to do, right? There's two steps
mm-hmm.
here. There's something that gets
mm-hmm.
you out of where you're living or how you're living, so then you can focus more on what it is you actually want to do.
Got it. That makes sense.
Yeah. I'm also getting up towards the top, directly in the middle, up to the top, directly to the middle, 12 o'clock, and directly 3 o'clock. What is that?
12 o'clock and 3 o'clock. Really, so
yeah,
many
right
pictures
in the middle,
of...
right in the middle, directly above the middle. Like I almost feel like I see you or a picture of someone representing you.
Okay, yeah, there is a person there.
Somewhere. I see that. What
yeah,
is that
picture
person
of a...
doing?
She's
yeah.
in an awesome closet. Looks like living the luxury lifestyle. That's what she's doing.
Yeah, that's what you need to do, and especially with that lovely moon in Taurus. I don't know if you were on earlier. What got me back to Earth and to connect into as a walk-in was toy, all the toys, moon and Taurus, all the goodies. That's what you're meant
all
to
the goodies.
Do here. And so you're dressed nicely. That woman is dressed nicely. I
yes.
see it's a nice,
mm-hmm.
crisp outfit. And then just to the right, like if I'm looking at the center, like about 3 o'clock to the center, just to the right of the center. That also is important. That woman, dressed nicely, and then just down a little bit, like down to the right a little bit, not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That, what's right there?
It's a basement, a football game on. It's a party room, like a gathering room for fun and
yeah.
connection.
And what did I say earlier? You need to have more fun, more space.
Mm-hmm.
It's about connecting with others, enjoyment, joy, being around, you know, people.
It's helpful. It really is. Thank
couple.
You.
So that's what you, if you focus on those areas, then everything is going to start moving into place. That those areas that you those are aligning you more to your soul. And when we're aligned to our soul, I call it soul juice. I even put a broadcast channel, which I didn't even know what I'm going to do with it, but on Instagram. People that
I'm
follow
on
me
it.
On Instagram. I was. Are you? Oh, very cool, very cool.
Yes.
Yes, Val, yes. Now I know who you are. I just connected.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the soul juice, right? So being spirit-led, that's the nudge spiritually, you know, energetically, intuitively. And then our soul fuel, when we start getting our fuel from the soul, which means it's more fulfilling. And you're moving right into that soul alignment. And it's like giving yourself permission. Yeah, I want this. I want the luxury. I want to relax. I want the nice, I want the polyester. I want the organic cotton or the linen. Not that anything's bad with poly. I'm just using it as an example, polyester. But that's where you're moving because that's going to most align you. I predict in the next, maybe 3 years at the most, but 5 to 6 years, people, there's going to be a change astrologically where the whole moon, feminine, goddess is going to like, oh gosh, this is so important, everyone, this part of you, because it ties us into our soul. Our soul is functions through vibration and frequency. And the Akashic, what we're meant to do and gathering that vibrational frequency, resonance, and coherence, comes from the emotional body, which interconnects to the astral body, which is connects in then to the Akashic or the soul. So yeah. Val, any other question?
Thank you
I
so
love
much.
This. I love this for you.
I just enjoy you so much. Thank you for taking time for me.
Yeah, I'm so glad you could call in. I'm excited. I think you see where you're going, right? You see what you're creating. You're creating.
I have intuition is kind of kicking in here a little bit. So I feel like I just needed a little bit of validation from you.
Oh, good. Yeah, trust your intuition. It's spot on and just go for that. It's revealing your next steps for sure.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Big hug. Bye.
Bye.
Ooh, I love that. All right, any callers? Now we have people listening. Now, are you listening by phone or do you want to call in for a reading, to connect, to share? 347-539-5122 is the number, 347-539-5122, and press 1 on your keypad. That lets me know that you have that, you have a question or a comment. Wow, you guys, I am so loving this, connecting with everyone in this way. Let's see, sorry, just hop on via phone. Okay. Press 1 on your keypad. I guess you guys are just listening. So let's touch back. I love partly what Void was saying about the shadow. And I want to give further definition of the shadow because that gets such a bad rap. It's just what hasn't yet been integrated. So the shadow is not always what we perceive as not life-enhancing or negative or quote-unquote bad, if we're going to use kind of, you know, lower harmonic ego terms, human terms. It's just what has not yet been integrated in our psyche. We're not yet aware of that. And this is why, yes, in nodal axis shifts and lunar and solar eclipse transits, if you want to call them that, or the transits of the nodal axis, those cycles help us, can help us objectively and truthfully connect in with ourselves. So when I was studying Jungian psychology, one of the examples that was used in a lot of my classes and then when I went to different lectures was the idea of, let's say back in the day, oh, it still happens now. Let's say you go see a band and when they, and the people are screaming. It could be DJ too, whatever, band or DJ, and people are like projecting on, right? Because the shadow has a lot to do with project. What we project onto others is sometimes is an inner state of either where we were, where we are, or where we want to be. So Beatles has always been used, of the big bands, when the people screaming, ah, you know, I guess Harry Styles too, if we look now, ah, you know, screaming, you know, Swifties. You know, Taylor Swift, the screaming, oh, I love you, I want to be like you, you know, and they're looking far away, the idol. So we'd say they're caught in a projection. And the healthy thing to do is to say, wow, I love that person or I love what they're doing, and I have something like that within me. Could be the exact same thing. Maybe you want to be a singer-songwriter, right? Maybe you want to be in a band. Maybe you want to be a DJ. Or maybe it's just... the shadow is to connect you with your own creative aspect of self, however that comes through. Another is when people get in power over or under power positions, they get in power struggles. And I've seen this with a lot of clients I've worked with. Their shadow is they become the, you know, they stay in the assistant or they become the vice president. And then there's power struggles with their boss, you know, or supervisor. And when they'll explain to me what's going on, I'm like, well, you're in a power struggle. You're not stepping fully into your power or empowerment. And usually it goes like this: I do everything and I don't get rewarded, or they aren't raising my salary or my, you know, hourly fee, or I do everything and, you know, my boss just takes credit or the supervisor takes credit. That's the shadow. What is that showing? You want to be in some kind of leadership position. So it's not a bad thing, but the shadow, when we play it out, especially in power struggles, shows us that we're not stepping in fully into our power or empowerment. And maybe that place you can't do that. Sometimes what I'll tell my clients is, well, then do less because you're not going to get, stop trying to get, you know, approval in this dynamic. In this situation, you're not going to get the approval because you haven't in the past. You know, just use this job, you know, for money or healthcare or whatever it is that you need this job for while you're bridging to something else. And let's work on your self-esteem, your confidence, your worth to get you to the point where you can move more in a leadership position, whatever that means for you. So that's a big one on the earth plane, especially when people feel victimized a lot. They're kind of resting in that victim expression and experience of life for too long, it becomes a conditioned response pattern. Because definitely things happen to us. We are victimized. We are victims to Victor. But when we live for that place, a lot of the shadow material is you're not stepping into your power or empowerment. And so shadow material is staying stuck in one part of the polarity, not integrating the other. It's not just, oh, I'm angry or I'm sad or that's the shadow. It's like, well, how do you integrate that into conscious awareness of your whole psyche so that you have more wholeness in your psyche, right, your inner psyche? And these nodal shifts, these nodal access shifts, north and south node, help us do that, as well as the eclipses. Help us, if we pause and look, we can look and go, oh, I keep acting this out. This is my conditioning. I keep defaulting back to this. How do I integrate? And that's the north and south node. How do I integrate this into my inner psyche to next level unfolding? All right. I'm not sure if this is a new person. Hi, you're on air.
Hi, Michelle. It's Debbie.
You know what? I felt your energy. I should have said it. Hi, Debbie. I could feel your energy. I see
that. Oh, my goodness. I wasn't going to call
in. I thought she's
going
to get a call in, a quick call in.
Oh, well, I wasn't going to do it because I'm sort of embarrassed. I don't know if I've made a mistake, but, I mean, I give it desire. So in my mind, I always think desires are never a mistake. Just keep going. Or am I in a bridge to somewhere else? I have gone through over 100 apartment listings. I have applied. I'm on waiting lists. I'm on new construction waiting lists. I have had friends' mothers want to give me a room in the house, and without any dialogue, something in their life changes that. All these things that just keep, I don't want to keep plodding along like I'm doing. My credit card thinks I'm really rich because that's what I keep having to use. There's something I'm not paying attention to. And so,
well, worth and value, starting small, but even though you're starting small, seeing your value and your worth and deservability, I would look there.
Okay.
You're also doing this a lot, not just during the eclipses, but retrograde. And I feel like your energy is, okay, hold on, let me see. There's an adjustment towards what you thought was going to happen or how it was going to happen as to how it's actually happening.
Mm-hmm.
I almost feel like, who was I talking to? I think it might have been Val right before you, where I said, just get in, and even Mitchie, just get in a place. If you have to stay with someone for a short period of time, do that, and get a place that's down a notch or two financially.
Okay.
So you don't have to overstretch. You'll get out of that soon enough. But right now, there's so much in the flex and flow, I would say, between now and October for everyone and in the world. I just heard, too, I've been seeing that, too, changes in the United States, who's available for presidency, who's showing up.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of last-minute stuff happening. I don't see
mm-hmm.
Biden in it. So there's a lot of last-minute switcheroos. So I would say, whether it's someone's room, a studio, you know, a flat in the back or a upstairs flat or whatever, get some place where you're not focused on that. You're focused on your inner work and expanding out and creating and building something. Right?
Yes.
That's what I'm hearing.
Inner work.
Yeah.
My inner work has taken a back seat, and I just don't feel like myself without doing it to the level of that.
Yeah, the thing is, and I love the tapping, like taking, you know, index finger, pointer finger, and middle finger and tapping on the left to the receptive, that even though, you know,
yes.
even
Thank
though
you.
I'm in
Thank
this situation
yes.
or even though I have $20 in
Thank
my bank
you.
Account, I am amazing.
Yes.
I am on my path. Because honestly, the soul, people ask me sometimes, well, why would I do this? Why would I go through this? Or why did I meet this person, you know, when I'm 55 and now I met the love of my life? Well, guess what? We have a soul. The soul has a different experience than our ego personality, the human part of us. Because when the human part of us is looking around, going, this person has this and they're doing that, it's not to say we can't have those things, but the soul does pick some things to go through, you know. So that's why I would say somehow we have to have that adjustment or correction, you know, redirection of energy and kind of like, okay, this was my path. I don't like it, but this is my path. This is where I am. And now from where I am, I can focus on this. I can create this. I can do this. Because I feel for you, it's a lot about the safety also, being in a place where you feel safe to now do what it is that's coming in your focus to do, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So all those stories, because like even for me, when I went to buy a car, I mean, people have heard this story over and over, but it's such a good story. And I couldn't, because of COVID, other things that were happening. I had even cash. I was going to buy a car outright with cash. But then I looked around. I'm like, do I really want this car? And also they were raising the cars, like very expensive because remember, okay.
Yes.
So I was like, I don't know if I want to do that. Then I thought, okay, I'm going to get this SUV, and then I'm going, and they didn't have new ones, but they were selling, I kid you not, 30,000 miles. One I looked at was 127 miles, and I'm like, I don't mind 5,000 miles on a car and buying it, but I'm like, 127, and the guy tells me, goes, well, it is an SUV, and with your five-year warranty, it is like, it's a new car because you're getting things done. And I'm like, I don't know, just for me mentally, knowing I just paid more than I would pay for a new car, for a used car with 127,000 miles, kind of doesn't make my heart sink. Kind of makes me think, like, you got gypped. you got scammed, bamboozled. So I waited, even though friends were, oh, buy a car, you get this. I looked around, and then I let go. And I said, okay, I'm not going to buy a car. Just let go. Then I went to try to buy a car, and now it's like this certain little chip wasn't there, computer chip.
Right.
So I had to wait longer.
Yeah.
And friends were saying, oh, you should have a car. Why don't you have a car? You can't do this. You can't. And I'm like, because I'm going within. I'm doing something different now. I'm using this energy to stay close to home. Friends that wanted me to travel came and picked me up. I could take an Uber, a Lyft, or whatever. Then right, that happened three times. Couldn't buy the car. Then there was some kind of chip. Then there wasn't the stock. Then there wasn't the computer chip. Then there was the computer chip, but they couldn't get delivery. I let go. Then I say to my ego, it's time. And about that time, I have a dream, a vision. I see a new car in my driveway, a black SUV. I told my friend, I'm not looking. Someone's giving me a car. I don't have to worry about it. 2 months later, a friend is moving out of the country. They have a lease on a new car, and they have to, you know, I take over the lease and then buy it. So that's what I'm saying. My soul, I went with it. Even though on the outside, it's like, oh, Michelle's not getting a car. What's wrong with her? Everybody has a car. She should have a car. It's like, no, I'm going with some weird energy flow that my higher self is navigating, the true me, for some learning lesson, something. I'm going with it. So that's what I feel you're at. You've got to find that place within yourself of what is it really? You know, what gets in your way? What do you need to heal more from? What do you need to rebalance? What do you need to go more in a certain direction? You know, because I very much was used to just getting in my car, going places, going up the coast, traveling, going here, going there, visiting, very, independent. There was a lot of things I couldn't do because I wasn't going to pay $500 for an Uber to go travel, you know what I mean? Or get on, you know, I could get on a plane, but then I still have to go, you know, anyway. So it just brought my energy very within, and I had a lot of amazing healing and miracles through that. So that's where I feel you need to roll back and go, where am I really at? Where's the comfort zone where I need to roll back to or roll into, connect into, to then learn, grow, to move forward? And once you do that, everything will fall into place.
Okay. I've written it down.
Big hug. Lots of love.
Oh, big hug to you all the time, you and my thoughts. Thank you so much, and to everybody who called in as well. Love you.
Yeah. Love you too. Thank you, everybody. Yeah. Everyone that called in, everyone that listens now, listens later. Oh, thanks for co-creating this and being a part of this beautiful way of connecting in. Sending everyone so much love, light, and wisdom. If you haven't already, please subscribe to Awakenings with Michelle Mache on YouTube, Soul Insights and Tarot on YouTube. Come join Instagram. What else is happening? Patreon. Come connect with me on Patreon. And just remember how beautiful you are, no matter what your life circumstances are. Focus on the beauty divine that you are.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows available on iTunes. For continued awakened conversations and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook. And check out Michelle's blog at soulplayground.com. And keep awake.